somewhere towards the top of the armut. And we are up to Mal v'nimlat. I think we're up to the dot, which is five lines from the top. Six lines from the top. Mal v'nimlat, we're in the way of kind of haste on Thursday, so I'm not sure exactly where we finished. But Mal v'nimlat b'vor kapecha. What is that which it says? It's a pasuk in Iyov. V'nimlat, that you will be... have refuge in the cleanliness of your hands means virus kapecha, in the cleanliness of your hands means b'schus mitzvahs u'maisim toivim, with the merit of mitzvahs u'maisim toivim shayubi odecha mireshi secha, of the mitzvah u'maisim toivim which you had in your hand from your beginning. If you have that, olecha kosevoymer, concerning you, the pasuk says, yismach avicha v'yimecha, your father and mother will rejoice, v'togel will be happy, v'togel l'sechon, and they, and he, or it, which gave birth to you, will rejoice. Ma, tam lomri, odechot, says, ready, your father and mother, watu l'adetecha. Ramona said, Ramona omar, umoscha, your nation. In other words, it's a very nationalistic gemara. There's a father and a mother, and then a nation. Rabbi Yisrael Rabun says a more mystical thing here, a philosophical thing. Amar Shasecha, your time. In other words, every time has a specific mazel, has a specific quality. So every moment which gives birth to an individual has its own specific, distinct quality, and your Shah will rejoice in the fact that you were born therein. Rabbanan Amri, Kashem Shu Makala B'Kiflaim. This is talking, this is going back to the Pasuk in Iyov. This pasuk Yismach Avicha V'Yimecha V'Sogil Yilad Secha is going back to the pasuk in Iyov, which gives a double curse. Shem Shu Makala B'Kiflaim Kach Masamcha B'Kiflaim Minayji Makala B'Kiflaim. What is the double curse? Kas La'Aviv, an anger to his father, as a bank seals a stupid son. Umeimer, and a bitterness to the she who gave birth to him. So there Yulatato means a mother. Here it says Yulatato, even though it's superfluous, because it says already father, mother, because since we gave you a double bracha, we want a double curse, we want to give you a double bracha as well, even though the second one is superfluous. Ben Chochom Yismach Ovu, Ben Ksil Tugasimo. Another pasuk in Mishlei this time. The last pasuk was Mishlei as well. I'm sorry. Ben Chochom, a smart son causes his father to rejoice, and a stupid son is the anguish of its mother. My tugas ima, what is tuga? Omer Abiludon Lishon Gematria in Atbash. You know the code Aleph is tough and Beis Shin and so on and so forth. Who Ephra? He's ashes being a imay. Because he causes ashes in the eyes, which obviously is not a pleasant feeling. How do we know that a smart one causes double simcha, like we said before? Okay. Hi. Yeah.
Well, I'm curious, why does the father take pride with the smart son, and when the son isn't so smart, the mother...
Well, it's obviously a Gemara which was written before the modern times, so... Women, what shaykhs did women have to wisdom? There's no relevance between women and smart and knowledge. It's the men who are now the knowledgeable. It's an interesting article today in the New York Times. I didn't read it. Well, I read the first part, then I got bored. But it's about how the women in India now are to be, by law, there's a certain amount of cities which have to have women.
I gave up on the article too.
Yeah, which have to have women presidents of their councils. But the women are all literate, so they actually have to have their sons and husbands read them the documents and stuff and preside over meetings. But they're the heads of the councils. All right, so that's the situation as it once was. That's improved or deteriorated, as from your perspective, depending on you are. Yes.
I was just wondering, according to the first time around.
Yes.
How did they, the way they learn the pasuk, the mitzvahs refer to the mitzvahs that you have at birth, right?
Oh, because it says Mereshi Secha.
Yeah.
Right, I assumed, I guess by, I wasn't even paying attention, you're right, it's probably Bris Mila. Yeah, what else could it be? That's a good point. It says mitzvah Shoyubi Adef Mereshi Secha.
So that's what's better about the second pasuk. Because according to the second pasuk, it's only referring to referring to the bracha, right?
Which pasuk?
Kesem shuhum akala b'kaflayim kachum m'samcha b'kaflayim. So it has nothing.
It has nothing to do with the actual.
To do with the actual mitzvah.
Right. As I admit, the reishi secha is not necessary. Right. Okay, that's nice. Okay, shkoyach. Hoyim b'sarim b'yorad l'lem k'shom y'kodim leitzachama. If they were fasting, and of course the fast begins either on a mudar shachar if it's a lighter fast, or from the night before it's a more stringent fast, but the rain started coming down before sunrise. They don't have to complete the fast. If it's after sunrise, they must complete the fast. If it's prior to midday, they need not complete the fast. After chatzos, they must complete the fast. Mice which goes to Tinus Beluza is a mice where they decreed a Tinus in Lud. The order of the Lamb, Kshomim, Kodim, Chatzos, and the rain came down before Chatzos. Amalem Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon said, Tzu, V'ichlu, Shesu, go out and eat and drink, Vasu Yontif, make a holiday, V'yotzu, V'achlu, V'shosu, Vasu Yontif, Ubo, Ben Arbaim, and they came in the afternoon, V'kora, Hala Gadol, and they read the Hala Gadol. What Hala Gadol is the Gemara will speak about? Shenamar, how do we know that, it's a concept being answered even before the tinus technically has taken effect. Not technically, but has completely taken effect. For your terami crow, before they will call, Vania and I will respond. On the other hand, how do we know that if it's after it's come, the tinus has taken effect, they must complete the tinus? Because it says, Od Hemedabrim, they continue to speak, Vania Shema, and then I hear. So therefore we say, well, they have to continue to speak. In other words, the tinus must be completed despite the fact that the Hashem has already listened to their prayers. Says Mar, who says? Oh, Chelef. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe the first pasuk, Vayot Teremikro Vaniyane, means first they got a call, and then I'll have to answer afterwards. And therefore, they should continue the fast, because they have to first call. And calling out means once you began, you have to continue. And vice versa, Od Hei Medarim Vaniyashma means, Od means Od Lifnei. Prior to their having spoken, I will hear, then that's referring to stopping a tinus before it has really begun. So the psukim are really not clear as to what exactly they mean. Rabbi Tanchuma said, in fact, there's evidence to the second way of reading. Vitani came and learned in a braisa, Ein Aniyah el Asmach Lekriya. Aniyah comes after. Adjacent to the kriya, meaning if I call you, respond. Don't respond before I call you. Right. So if it says aneh, right. So therefore it's after the kriya, and vice versa. In kriya smach laniya, you have to call before you have a response. So therefore the first pasuk seems to indicate that the response is subsequent to the call and not vice versa. Biyomid Rabbi Yudon, in the days of Rabbi Yudon, that's Rabbi Yudon Nasiya, who was the grandson of Rabbi Yudon Nasiya, and of course was one of the last Nasiyim in Eretz Yisrael. We don't know exactly how many there were after him. Hillel HaSheni was the last one, of course. We know Hillel HaSheni was his son or his grandson. But Rabbi Yudon Nasiya was one of the last. Gazin Tanisa, they made a Tainis. Vinochas Mitra, and the rain came down. Berumshah in the afternoon or the evening, Salak Rabbi Mana Gabay, or Mana went to Rabbi Yudon Nasiya. Amalisa said, Begin Donat Tzachi, since I'm thirsty, Mao the Nisha, can I drink? Amalisa said a very interesting thing. He said, Orich, wait a minute, wait. Shema Yimlochu Lashlim, maybe they'll decide to finish the Tainis. That's a very interesting thing. What do you mean? They're going to decide to finish Tainis? It's rain. Why are they going to decide? So, as the way the Mefarshim, the Achronim explain it, not the Achronim actually, Toras and Rishonim brings down the Rishonim explain it, that it's possible, the Rabbi Yudon Nasiya said, I have to see how people are going to conduct themselves. If people conduct themselves that they're actually going to eat, then I'll let you eat and drink. But maybe people are not going to eat and drink. Which is a very interesting thing, because Rabbi Yudon Nasiya was the one, if you recall, the Sechta Avodah, he allowed Shemen Shel Akum. There was a gzeira against oil of Goyim, and Rabbi Yudon Nasiya was matir, because he said that Tzibur never is makabel it. He assessed the situation, so Tzibur is not makabel. And they call this basin Beidina de Shorum Mishcha, the basin which matir Shemen Shel Akum. So you see, Rabbi Yudon Nasiya was very sensitive to public opinion and to majorities. And therefore, here too, in the fair area of the tainus, he wanted to see how people would take the tainus before he decided accordingly. Which is an interesting perspective.
I think Ramosha has a
He says about clapping. About clapping and dancing on Shabbos, he says, since most of the community don't cut the kippah anymore, it's aggravators botel too.
Right, he says a general principle.
Right.
That any derabanan, which.
Any derabanan can be canceled.
Which
is a very dangerous principle, of course, but that's what he says.
Yeah,
you're right.
Weren't most of the community waiting for Rav Yehuda
Nisiya and a whole bunch of good things like that? Right?
Weren't they waiting for Rav Yehuda Nisiya to decide?
No, that's really. That was, well, what do you think? Now, in the old days, it was better? I'm sure after Rav Yehuda Nisiya, even though Rav Yehuda Nisiya was a Nasi, he was not held in the same esteem as the as Rav Yehuda Nisiya and the ones before him.
But
so.
He declared the fast, didn't he?
Well, yeah, right. And he had to participate in the fast. It was, of course, he was a leader, but I'm sure he was more like the first among, you know, like a prime minister, the first among equals, as opposed to the leader, the dynamic leader of Rav Yehuda Nisiya. That's the impression I have. I don't know if it's correct, but that's the impression I have. Excuse me. Rabbi Achon, Rabbi Avo, B'shem, Rabbi Yisrael Chaim said, you know, this I thought was common knowledge and was a Bavli, but it's not. It's only Yerushalmi. Also, Lisanos Achei Shos B'Shabbos was forbidden to fast for 6 hours on Shabbos, meaning one must make Kiddush before Chatzos on Shabbos. But you know that, right? Didn't you know that? Didn't you know that?
Sure. That's
yeah. All
why the Kiddush Club.
That's not why the Kiddush Club exists.
It's a justification.
It's not a justification for the Kiddush Club either. But that's. But I always thought that this was you know, from the Bavli, but obviously I was wrong. But here it is. This is the only source for it. Om Rabbi Yosef Rabun, Masi Somer Ke, the Deek is for our Mishnah. It says, Koidim L'chatzos Le'ashlimu. It says, prior to Chatzos, you don't complete the fast. Akdun Safra. Until now, we only heard about the morning. Lachai Chatzos, right after Chatzos Yashlimu. Why? For Avar Rubel Shoyom Mekdusha, because the majority is passed in the holiness of the Tainus. So the obverse of that is that by Shabbos, you're not allowed to have most of the day pass in Tainus because of the Kedusha Soyim, and therefore you cannot pass Chatzos on a Shabbos, okay? Or you have to.
So it really is a Bavli, because a Bavli says you're not allowed to fast. Unless you're
on Shabbos.
On Shabbos.
Yeah, well, okay, so you can say.
Right.
Right, you can put it in there because Rubo Kikulo.
Right.
Okay, yeah, you could. Rabbi Yochum Itzake could have a boy, Yechus Mitra. Now, Yochum Itzake, when he wanted it to rain, so he didn't have to fast. Havarm El Safra, he said to his barber, seems he used to get haircuts every day because he certainly wasn't getting shaves. Havarm El Safra, he said to his barber, Kum Lach Kum Yecholo, go out in front of the shul, begin the Rebbe, and say, make the following pronouncement.
Was he a Kohen?
Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai?
Yeah.
Not that I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Kum Yecholo, begin the Rebbe, I know if you're, I know what you want to say, but yeah. I don't think it was a Kohen.
Okay.
Begin the Rebbe, boy Masapra, and make the following announcement. Since Rabbeinu, or it should be, our Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, wants to get a haircut, for Leis Bechele, and it's not possible for him to do so because it is necessary to make a tainus. Mitzdar, he is in anguish. Well, when the barber will go out and say that, you know what's going to happen. Miyad hava mitra nochis, immediately the rain will fall. So that Mudu Yushalayim here wants to make a tzimis. He wants to say from here it's a riot, can take a haircut and shave on a tainus. But it's not really a riot. It seems that he did before the tainus began. In order to prevent himself from having to declare a tainus, he actually he had this pronounced. Rav Ada bar Achua could have a boy Yechus Mitra when he wanted to rain. Have a Sholach Masani. He would take off a shoe, and then it would start raining. Could have a Sholach Tarvein. Were he to take off both shoes, have a Amatai, the world would have been awash in rain. Mapalta Havi and Tamon. There was a house there which had caved in. To have a Rav Mesav Chadmin Talmidei Bebeso. Rav put one of his students in the house. I had to have a mafin and base until they removed all the articles from the house. Became a davam nafik min besa. Once the student left the house, have a besa rava, it collapsed. East Armin, some say, Rav Ada bar Achua have a. That the Talmud or Rav Ara placed there was a Rav Ada bar Achua. Sholchu chachamim, chachamim said the master from alone, they said, Mamaitzim toimi yesh biyotcha, what good stuff did you do that you managed to sustain the house with your merit? So Amar Lohen, so he said a very similar thing we had in Gemara Tzuka about Rabbi Elezer, the Ben Hurkanus. Miyom I lo kidmani on the Beis HaKnesses. Nobody ever came before me to shul. And nobody ever left me. I never left anybody else behind the shul. I was the last one out. V'lo'achti arba amas, and everyone four amas. Lo Torah without Torah. V'lo'izkarti to return. I never mentioned the Torah. B'mokom mitzurav in a repulsive place. V'lo yotzati. And here it says, I never prepared for myself a bed. Yoshati Shainas Keva, and slept a night's full night's worth of sleep on it. Vlotziarti Benach, this is here stuff which departs from the understanding of the from Rav Lezman Herker's story in Sukkah. Vlotziarti Benachaverim, I never strode among the Talmidei Chachamim because they used to sit on the floor. And it says you shouldn't walk among the Talmidei Chachamim when they're sitting on the floor because it looks like you're walking on their heads. I never understood it, but I guess you had to have been there. So therefore, so he says, so I never walked among them, strode upon them, because it looks like I'm denigrating them by stepping on their heads. V'lo k'nisi shen l'chaver, I never called my friend by nickname. V'lo samachti b'takos chaver, I never rejoiced by in the downfall of my friend. In other words, when my friend had a said a bad shir or a bad chabur or a bad svar, I didn't rejoice, which is probably 99% of the yeshiva world does not observe this chumrah in Lidos. V'levas kalas chaveh my timitasi. I never came with a curse of my friend on my bed. In other words, I was always moichel everybody before I went to sleep. V'lo lachti b'shuk etzom mishu chayv li miyamai. I never went to collect debts in the marketplace, in a public place, from somebody who's liable to me. Like Pari B'Silk Beis, I never got angry in my house. L'kayim Ashner Matafil, which says, Es Alech B'tom Levavi, I went with wholeness in my heart, meaning I did not get angry, like it says, Pirkei Avos, he had a Lev Tov, Bekera Beisi, within my house. Ezu Halal Gdol, what's the Halal Gdol, which they used to read in times when rain fell? Parnam Shem Rechina said, Hodu Lelo Kelo Kim Kilom Chazdo. That's the Hodu, the 26 Hodus of Kilom Chazdo, which we same song in the Zimra every Shabbos morning. Hodu Adonai Adonai Kilom Chazdo. That one. Amrei Yochan Bevach only Beis Hashem. They have to start from the Tehillah before. Talks about only Beis Hashem. V'lama Bilei Tarti Parshia. So why these two? Rabbi Zia, Rabbi Avo, B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel, and Nachman said, Mimnei Shavidas Kusham Kluem, because they both mentioned rain coming down. Al Daita Rabbi, because they mentioned rain coming down, not they both. I take that back. Al Daita Rabbi El Kur Rabbi El says you have to start from the one before Nicha. That makes sense. The Chsiv it says in the previous one, Mal in the Seim Mikseoret, in the Seim are clouds which come up from the rest of the world, from the ends of the world. Rabbi Chanina, according to Rabbi Chanina, that he only say Halah Gadol the Hodu Zanan Ma. Where's the mention of rain? Begin to see, because it says Noisin Lechem Chobasa Kilom Chazdo, and has to give bread to all flesh by having rain. Rabbi Bob, Rabbi Simon, Tarvein, I mean, they both said Choda Didon. The hollow which they said in the afternoon of Titus was our hollow, meaning the hollow which we say on a Yontif or Rosh Chodesh. Hashem Levi Amar Choda Didon. It's our hollow. Bar Kappara Amar Hoda Didon. It's our hollow. Bar Kappara Kedaita. Bar Kappara follows his line of reason, which is known from elsewhere. To Tzientan, we learned to Mesechtim Psochim. When they used to share the Korban Pesach, they used to say hollow at the time, and they used to say in three groups, and each of the first two groups used to go through hollow three times, and the third group, since it was very small, Miyamea Shokash Lishis, in the entire time there was a third group, like Gila Hafti, they never reached the chapter of a Hafti, Kishma Hashem, Mimnesh Amwati, because there weren't so many of them. So Tani Bar Kappara, and on that Bar Kappara said, Zoe Halag Doyla, he said, oh, What that hallow is called hallow gdol, the hallow shesener Pesach, which is when we send Yom Tovim. Chad Barabaye, somebody whose name was Barabaye, of our kumetivus, it's not the son of our Abaye because he's never mentioned in Yerushalmi. Somebody else. Of our kumetivus, he went in front of the bima, arm alone, so he said Anoy Basra, Anum Basra, on a tinus after it rained. So he said, Anun Basrai, repeat after me, Mad on Amar, what I'm going to say. So it says, Mara, ha, Hoda Amar Ole, so Dodidon, that tells it's not our Hala for one of two reasons. Corbin Ada says, because ours, we already know. What do people have to repeat after him? I mean, everybody knows it by heart, right? The second reason, which is given here by the Kilian Ashas, is because, in fact, Not we know it by heart, but the halacha is by the Harhala, which you say, it's a Gemara later in Sukkot, says that you're only a Rosh HaPrakim. You only have to say Haluka at the end of every sentence or Kilo Om Chazo at the end of every sentence. You don't have to say the entire thing. So it must be that it was Halal HaGadol, meaning the Haluka, the Haluka Shankito Kilo Om Chazo, which you say Shabbos morning, because people are not familiar with it. Rabbanan said, Hada Didon. No, they said our hallow. All right, so why did they have to read? Well, why did he say, follow me? Nisa hava rav. It was a great miracle that rain. Begin came because of that armor alone. So he said to them, anun basrai, say after we mad on armor. In other words, since it's such a special occasion, so therefore repeat mamish what I say. Don't rely on just saying haluka or akilo amchaso, but rather repeat it. Okay, new parak. Three times a year, the Kohanim Duchen four times a day. B'shachris, the four times a day are B'shachris, B'musaf, B'mincha, and Ilah Shorim. Ilah Shorim is, of course, the Ilah. When are three times a year? B'tanios, and the Tainis, we know about that. V'mamados, and on a Maimed, when every week, you know, they used to have a different assembly in Yerushalayim, when they used to have Bnei Yisrael coming from all over the country to stand over the korbanos, appointed messengers from all Bnei Yisrael. So they had special long gatherings for tefillah. And at those gatherings, they used to have the Nesias Kapayim at all four davenings of the day. Well, actually, three. I don't think they had Musaf. But I guess if it was a Shabbos of the Maimon, they would have Musaf. Over Yom Kippur, and on Yom Kippur as well. Atchmaminotlas. Okay, you hear from here three things. First of all, here Shemisani b'mabodos, that when a maimed you fast, because otherwise what are they doing davening the ilah? B'shemis ba'alim arba, and you hear that you daven shachris mincha musaf and the ilah. And the truth is I didn't even notice the carbon eder brings down here that a maimed also has a musaf, which is an interesting thing. I guess I don't know why. But he brings it down from the Rambam. I didn't notice when I was preparing. It's a very strange thing. I don't know what they said in Musaf. Musaf corresponds to the extra karbanos. A maimon was a regular day. I don't know. It's a strange thing. All right, but that's what he says here. That's very difficult. But anyway, that one could say the Mispali Marba is just going on Tainus, or not on the maimon itself. Anyway, the other thing we hear is Ve'en Nesias Kapayim Balayla. There's no duchening at night, El B'yard, only during the day.
How do you see that?
Because it doesn't mention Marv, yeah. Now, ask the Gemara, why is there only no duchening at night? Why? Balabatish. Much more Balabatish than that.
Why is there no duchening at night?
Yeah.
Because they're not there.
Much more Balabatish. Because no chazaras are shot.
Oh.
So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Visa's cup of ice follow. Don't have a chazaras are shot to make the Nesias Kapayim independent of chazaras are shot. Who says needs chazaras are shot for Nesias Kapayim? Says the Gemara, Matzano tefila below Nesias Kapayim. We find chazaras are shot without duchening. For lo matzano Nesias Kapayim below tefila, but we never found duchening without chazaras hashatz. It's a fascinating thing. You need to have chazaras hashatz for the Nesias Kapayim. Well, obviously in the Beis Hamikdash they didn't, but obviously outside the Beis Hamikdash they made an integral component of chazaras hashatz, which is a fascinating thing. But that, as it says, what?
But I don't understand the right because
what?
Don't have chazaras hashatz.
Marv. Right.
So therefore, you have no raya. Their question was, so have Nesias Kapayim without Chazaras Hashatz. And their answer is, we don't find Nesias Kapayim.
Oh, you're asking because you don't have precedent. It says you don't have precedent, so make a precedent. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Their question was assuming that it was theoretically possible to have it without Chazaras Hashatz.
Right.
Their answer is
right
that you can't.
Right, that's what Yerushalmi is like all the time. They leave you to figure out.
Because we never saw it anywhere. Well, that is exactly what you're trying to figure out.
That's right. I grant you that. I don't have a specific. They're leaving you to figure out the Svara on your own. It's very much tzukapas for Yerushalmi to do that. They figure you're smart enough to figure out the Svara. We don't have to provide.
So
you
then, don't ask the question. That's why I don't understand why they.
I don't know. Just to note that you shouldn't be aware that we're not going to have one unless we have a chazor shachat. You should be aware of the principle. But the reason
it
is
sounds like they're actually trying to say something because they do bother saying that chazor shachat's belief.
I don't know what
doesn't
it
doesn't sound like it's, they're trying to answer something.
I don't know. It's possible. I mean, I'm learning like the Gilui Nashas here, but maybe there's another interpretation of it which I missed. If you think of something. Anyway, if you think of something, let me know, but I can't think of anything offhand. Tani, we learned Zudi V'Rabbi Meir. This is all the words that Rabbi Meir are Mishnah. Rabbi Zira B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, nevertheless, Be'Irvin is that locha that we haven't had the same in law. This same appears many times in Shani. I haven't had it in a while. This Eruvin means that require Eruvin Shituf. If you recall, there's Eruvin Chatzes and Shitim Mevos. And Chachamim hold one covers both. But we don't pass it. We pass them like Remeir. We're Noyek like Remeir to require both. Of course, Bismanazan, we only do Eruvin because we don't have. We only do one of the two because we don't have the true Mavli which they had at that time. By name, and then when they had Mavos and Eruvin, they did both. Which is that, as our Mishnah, that in Mincha Ne'il there's also the Duchne. And Rabbi Yaakov, B'Shem, Barach, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan said, Af Megillas Esther, Nagu HaKol Krei Meir. In Megillas Esther, everybody conducts the Krei Meir, which is that you have to read the entire Megillah. The other sheet as to where you can begin, but we hold that you have to read the entire thing. Again, it's a minhag. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Chira, Rishim Bar Padoy said, "Bivnei Maslamach Hakosu Parshas Nozir and Nesias Kapaim." Why is the linkage drawn between the parsha of Nozir and the parsha of Nesias Kapaim? Lamencha to teach you, Kishem Shem Nozir Aser Biyain, just like a Nozir is forbidden to drink wine. Kach Nesias Kapaim Asur Biyain. So too, you're not allowed to drink wine. You're going to duchan. If that's the case, Ma Nozir also bechartzonim v'zugin. Nozir is now to eat grape seeds and grape pits, right? No, that's the same thing. Grape seeds and grape skins. Af nesias kapaim. So too, duchning asur bechartzonim zagin. Maybe it's also if you ate grape seeds and grape pits. Rabbi Yuna Amar ispaugin Yeshua bar Gezora. There's a machlokus between Yeshua bar Gezora. It's a strange name. At first I thought it was Yoshka, but it's not. It's Yeshua, the son of the Moel, Rabbi Zira, and Rabbi Zira, Chad Yaliflam in Nozir. One learned it from Nozir, but Chad Yaliflam in Cherus, and the other one learned it from serving the Beis Hamikdash. We didn't know who learned out from the Zirus, who learned it out from serving the Beis Hamikdash. Be that as it may. Just like a Nozir is Osir, after the Nesias Kapayim is a Chatzonim Mezugim. It should also be Osir in Chatzonim Mezugim when one does the Nesias Kapayim. Uman the Yolif, and what about the flip side? Uman the Yolif, Lamina Sherus, he learns that from serving the Beis HaMikdash. Just like now, serve Beis HaMikdash, you're Baumum. Obviously, it's kapayim aser b'vali mumin.
It could have said better. It should have said it's also aser b'kol mida d'mashaker.
By tevela keilis, fermented dates.
Right.
That's a good question. Yerushalmi is not going to bother answering this question, okay. Of course. That's Yerushalmi's derech, to ask good questions and leave them dangling. So here it says, Vahatani, and I could say Baumu is aser, Vahatani, we learn him a dach biro. If the city was accustomed to his mum, Mutter, Kiado, like a Kafan case, Rabbi Naftali, Havas Etzbo, Ose Akuma. He had a crooked finger. Asa Shorei Money, and went to ask Shorei Money, can I duchen? Armalay, so he said, Mikamed Shato, Doyresh Bircha, since you darshan all the time. And of course, when you darshan, you go like this, and everybody sees you have a crooked finger, so therefore, you're allowed to duchen, Mutter. Now, basically, when it doesn't answer, the Kerman Eder brings down the Yushalmi, the Bavli does say an answer that both the Hekish Desherus and the Hekish Desherus are only Asmachtas. And that's why, of course, a Baal Mum is Mutter in Duchening, and so if you eat grapes, you're also allowed to Duchen. But Lamai, the Baal, the Yushalmi does not bother giving the answer. Again, that's Yushalmi's derech, either because it felt it was unnecessary to give the answer or you figure out your own.
Another thing
there.
Is that isn't it. Does this mean that Duchening is not Sheiros?
That's a good question. In fact, there's a dropped girsa which the Taras and Shereishanim brings down here, which says, in fact, has in the Yerushalmi itself the words that nevertheless it is a Sheiros. This is a Sheiros that about Mumas Mutra. If I can find it quickly, it's actually one of these things which is missing from our Yerushalmi was in the text of Yerushalmi, which was in front of the Rishonim. He brings down here what daf on Yudches. He brings down in the back such a girsa, which says Yerushalayim time is Islam. Ha'iskash nesias kapayim l'sheres duchsi l'sharsel l'varach b'shmo. My sheres b'yom af nesias kapayim b'yoyim. In fact, it learns out, the Yerushalmi later on learns out, later on this page, that you're not allowed to duchen later on the base. You're not allowed to duchen at night from Sheiros in the base of Hikdash.
But it's a raya that it's not Sheiros.
Because it's not...
Because it has to learn it from Sheiros. In other words, from this Gemara's most...
Oh, because it's...
It's not Sheiros Gufa. You have to learn
it. It's not Sheiros. They're parallels to Sheiros, but it's not Sheiros. Good point.
Right.
Okay. So it says the Gemara further, because it says the Sharsa Uluvarech Bishmal. It's two separate things. Okay, sorry. So it says the Gemara further, Rav Chana Ma'avar Zaldikar. Rav Chana, you took a person who, according to most of the Farshim, means a person who's he had a condition which his eyes teared a lot. So what's that called?
Excessive lacrimation.
Okay, so that's. It's an eye
his eyes teared a lot.
So he didn't let the guy duchen. So it says, well, why? For a time, he was learning my Tashbiro Mutter. People accustomed it. It's a lab personal. So Rambam said an interesting thing. He said, Rigla Havas. Rigla means he had Rivas Havas Begin. And the Mashbiya changed that to Rivas Havas Sagin, which means would mean he had tall, long legs. But here it's Lashon Sagi Nohar. Sagi Nohar means, with somebody has, we say somebody has a lot of light.
Euphemism.
It's euphemism, it means blind.
So
he was short-legged, right? So he was short-legged, he was a dwarf or a midget. So begin shlo yomrim rainu katan nosis kapov. So they didn't let him duchen, so people shouldn't think that ktanim can duchen. So therefore, even though he was, the tear problem was a problem, his shortness was a problem. Now, Amrabi, it's a very interesting thing. Amrabi, it's Zosimeris. This teaches us, since we don't want to put up a midget, it must be because we don't want people to look at the Kohanim when they're duchening. Why? Why? Why can't you look at the Kohanim when they're duchening?
No, but I don't understand.
Yeah.
How is this a raya that we don't, that you're not allowed to look at the Kohanim?
Because if you're not, because if he's not dash, we're afraid people are going to pay attention to him. Not the case of the cotton, but the case of before, or the case of the Baal Mum.
Right.
The Baal Mum is only mutter because he's Dash B'Yiro.
Right.
It's nothing to do with the kid, obviously, because that's nothing to do with it. But the case of Baal Mum.
So isn't this a raya that you are allowed to look at him?
Why?
Because if you weren't allowed to look at him, then you wouldn't, then it would be irrelevant if he was a Baal Mum.
That depends. Why are you not allowed to look at them? That's true. Good point. Why are you not allowed to look at them? So let's look at the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Chagai, klum amru ein mistaklim bahem. Why they say not allowed to look at the Kohanim? Mivnei hesiyah das, because if you look at the Kohanim, you're going to be mesiach das from the bracha. Very interesting. In other words, we're afraid if you look at the Kohanim, you say, oh, look, the uncle has a twisted finger, then you're not going to be thinking about the bracha. You're going to think how weird the uncle is. So we don't let you look at the Kohanim because you're going to be Mesiach Das in the Bracha and think about their fingers or their hands or whatever
so
they are.
So you might as well let the Balmum Duchen know.
What? No, because we don't want... Oh, no, because we're afraid. That, so the answer is... well, just a second. Says, where I'm Rabbi Chagai, Kulam Reim Salam Nei Yisiyah Das, Moshe, it's like an oath, by Moshe Rabbeinu, Dona Mistakalna, Vilom Asiyah Das, I'll look and I'm not going to be Mesiach Das. By me, it's not a problem. So the Mishnah Berurah says, from here you see that you're allowed to look at the Kohanim's hands. Rehobam was Mutter. It's just us or to gaze. Elowat, we're afraid if you look at them, and he's a Balmum, you're going to then focus on them. And if you focus on them, then you're going to be Mesiach Das. But really, as the Mishnah Berurah says, this whole thing which we're taught, it's also look at the Kohanim's hands because of the Shekhinah. He says it's a nice Zecher LeMikdash, but it's not the reality. The real reason is because of Esach Hadas, that it wants you, and therefore it's only Osir B'derech Histaklus, if you're actually going to focus on them and start thinking about their hands. But Berea Ba'alma is actually permissible. This is a fascinating thing.
It was also more on a more personal thing. You say, oh, Chaim Yankel is him. He's blessed.
He's Duchni. Yeah, well, that might be part of it, too. All right. Minayim Nesias Kapayim. How do we know that there's a din of Nesias Kapayim? It says, Kol Tevorach Bnei Yisrael. It says, bless Bnei Yisrael. It says, Mark, that's fine, but that's once a day. Adkam B'Shachris. Musaf. How do you know that the second time by Musaf? Vaisaron is Yod HaVelelob. Says Aaron lifted up his hands to the nation. How do we know it's a separate time? Amikra Hazem Mesurasu. This pasuk is backwards. Vaylo Lo Tzarech Lomar, it says, should say in the pasuk, Vayered Me'asos HaChatas Va'Ola. He came down from make the Chatas and Ola and Shlomim. Vachakan afterwards, Vayisa Aaron is Yod. But it doesn't say that. It says, Vayisa Aaron is Yodav, Vayerin Miasos Achatas Volo Vashlamim. So what's that referring to? What's it referring to in the backwards order? El Melamed, it teaches us, Shebiridosel Mizbech Neisis Kapov, Umivarchim, when he went down to Mizbech, it was before that Voidah. He would give a brach to the nation. And when he would come down the second time.
One second, let me just show this one.
I'm not sure I got the psukim right. Let me get a chumash for a second. I'm not sure I got this way. It's not supposed to be a smach. It's supposed to be actually a drasha here.
So let's see if I can find it. So if it's a drasha, then it would follow that all the tefillas are derisos.
Right? No, in the Beis HaMikdash that he gave two brachas. It follows only that in the Beis HaMikdash they duchen twice a day. And we extrapolate
and
from that, not the word mechuyev. Oh, you mean that bizman is dead? It's an asmachta. Yeah, but he's doing
right.
That in the Beis HaMikdash when they had two korbanos,
right.
Shachris and Musaf, then they would do both. He would duchen both. And it's, this is
asmachta is
for our tefillos.
For our tefillos, right.
Here it says, "Vayisar Aronis Yadav." No, this is the way it said. "Vayisar Aronis Yadav Elam, Vayvorachem, Vayyerin Me'asos Achatas Volo Vashlomim." So,
where's the first pasuk? Where's the first one? Kol Tevorach Bnei Yisrael.
I don't know. I'm not sure now. Here it's somehow we want a darshan that the original. Oh, I see what it is. Okay, the first brachon by midbar kol tevorach bnei yisrael mor lehem is on the duchen, right? That's a regular brachon on the duchen. But here it's mashma. He's standing on the mizbeach and giving a bracha. What do you mean standing on the mizbeach, right? It says vayisaron siyadav elohim standing on the mizbeach vayvarchem vayim asos lachatus ba'olam. You have to stand on the mizbeach and give a bracha. The pasuk should be the opposite. He came down, and then he gave another. He gave a bracha on the duchan, the bracha by midbar. So it must be the pasuk is coming to allude to a separate bracha. There's the bracha which is mentioned by midbar, which is on the duchan, and then there's this bracha which allegedly was on the mizbeach. Hi, was it really on the mizbeach? No, lav dafka. But it's coming to allude to a second bracha which took place, and that bracha is the bracha of Musaf. That's where the Yerushalmi is learning it. Okay, so it says the Gemara, v'yivarchem, v'yivarchem. It says in it says v'yivarchem. Aaron blessed them. Ba'amida, he was standing up. I was always standing up. Yochashlo ba'amida. What do you think? He wasn't standing up. Could it be that he wasn't standing up? Tamalomar kivam b'char Hashem elokecha l'sharso l'varach b'shmo. Hashem chose them. Here it is, not b'kesher to ne'ila, but b'kesher to standing up. That linkage between sherus and bracha. Ma makes bracha l'sherus. Linkage between bracha and service. Ma sherus b'amida. Service is standing up. A bracha b'amida. So to the bracha standing up. V'chein omer. So to it says. Vayikum ha'kohanim v'levim. They rose. Pasukim divrei yomim. They rose by baruchu asam and they blessed the nation. B'doro shel chizkiya. So it says the Gemara, here it says, the rest of the pasuk goes on, the Yerushalmi itself doesn't bring it down, but the Korban Eder brings it down. It says, Vayivarchusam Vayishma b'kolam, Hashem listened to their voices. So it says the Gemara, B'dor shel Chizkiya, the generation of Chizkiya, which is that which is referred to the Divriyam, Shayu Yigem b'toyro, when they were totally in Torah, Kosem Medaber, there it says, Hashem listened to them. Ava B'doyo Sachem, but other generation, Shayu Yigdim, Ava Akum, when they saw that, V'dizor, Ma'o Me'o, and then say, V'parizchem Kapechem, when you uplift your hands, Ali Me'nai Mikem, I will ignore you. So Nitzias Kaim is not always effective. V'ayvarachem, it says he blessed them. Bracha, it should be susumar. Tuma means the same thing here. Susumar means the bracha is not revealed. Avalo shamanoe ezuzu. We don't know what it is. Ezuhi. I should barakosu pirushan to the pasuk says, Yivarecho Hashem Yishmechi Hashem Paneh Lecha Vichoneko. You saw Hashem Paneh Vilecha Yosem Lecha Shalom. That explains that the one of Vayikra Vav is this one mentioned by Midbar Yud. Uminayin Leneila. How do you know that there's a concept of Ne'ilah altogether? Just switching gears. How do you know it's a concept of Ne'ilah? On Rabbi Levi said, Gamki Tarbut Tefillah Neneshim, because it says, when Hashem can subset an Am Yisrael, even if you dive in a lot, I'm not going to listen. So Mikan, here we see that normally, when Hashem is not upset, Shukor Marba Tefillah Neneh, Abba Breda Papi, Rabbi Shud, the Sikhlim B'Shem, Rabbi Levi said, B'chol Etzev Yemosor, in anything which requires toil, meaning mitzvahs and toiro, it's good to have more excess. But udvar mitzvahsaim, but to daven a lot, ach lemachzor, that is a shortcoming. This, of course, we in Bnei Reuven and other places, when the Sukkot talk minyan, are very mahader on not davening too much, chas v'sholem. So in any event, schana. And what's the proof of this? Chana Idesha Ribba Bitfilasa Chana Davin a long time for Shmuel. Because you Davin a long time. Kitza Biyamashal Shmuel, Shmuel, she abbreviated Shmuel's life. Shamra, she said, Biyasha Shamar Olam, Shmuel should sit in the Mishkan Ad Olam. What does Ad Olam mean? Ad Olam means, Valo en Olam Shal Levi Elachamishim Shana. The years of Levi are only 50 years. And therefore, Shmuel should only have lived 50 years, right? The Chesiv, and how do we know that it's 50 years? The Chesiv, we've been Chamishim Shana Yashuv Mitzvah Avayda. It says after 50 years you should go back home, right?
So it's bad to daven a long time even if you don't learn.
Right. Independently of whether or not. Right.
Because Chana had no mitzvah of learning.
Right, no, independently of whether or not. It's good to learn, but it's bad to daven. That's what
right. That's what it's saying.
It's a very lift for sure, Gemara.
Yeah.
But so you see, there's a contradiction. Levi had a schizoid personality here. One place he's a mischassid, he says, to be Marvin Tefillah. And the other place is a litmak, he says, no, learn Torah and don't daven. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Gemara will resolve this. Says the Gemara, So so how can we live 52 years? So says more of a chayv dinon chamishim v'tarti. How can we live 52 years? I'm ready, sir. Bilon v'shtaim shagumahatu. Now it's 50 years after she weaned him. She only brought him to the Mishkan when he was 2 years old, and that was 52 years. So that's when Avin called Marachin. The Levi said in one place, don't daven a lot. Here he says, daven a lot. Says more, it's not a difficulty. Can't be yachid, can't be tzibor. A yachid should daven short. A tzibor should daven long.
What is the tzibor comprised of?
What?
What is the tzibor comprised of?
I don't know.
Of?
You know, I'm thinking maybe it's the opposite. I was thinking, but that's the way I just said Korban Eidim Pnei Moshe. I was thinking maybe the opposite. You know, the Yachid can dodge, can dive in a long time, but a Tzibur is Tircha de Tzibura. But the truth is it can't be because Chana was the Yechida. Right, yeah. So it means that if she didn't have the schus of a Tzibur, so she just shouldn't have davened so long.
With so you tzibur don't really accomplish much so anyway, so you might as well not.
Well, either way, it's detrimental. You might stick out your neck too far and get it chopped off. That's what happened to Chana.
No,
it's dangerous. But Rabbi Chi argues. Rabbi Chi b'Shem Yochanan, Shem Yochanan, Rabbi Shem ben Chalaf, the Shem Meir said, Vayakir b'Sali Yispalel. When she davened a lot, that was good. That's the indication. It seems that it was good. In other words, that the conjugal marbet peace bal nena, in other words, without her ribui tefila, she wouldn't even have gotten to 52 years. So it sounds like it's a good thing, according to him. Aremosai Nila, going back to Nila, till when kidam Nila? Rabban the Kesar Narmi knows, actually now, till when so much as what's the time? Rabban the Kesar and the rabbis of Kesar Narmi, they said, he's balgin Rav Rabbi Yochanan's machlokas, Rav Amarbi Ila Shari Shrine, when the gates of heaven are locked. When the gates of heaven locked? At nightfall. Rabbi Yochanan Amarbi Ila Shari Hecho, when the gates of the Beis HaMikdash are locked. When the gates are laid, based on Mikdash locked, well before nightfall. Actually, after they lit the candles, after the Tomit Shabbat and Arbayim, which is before nightfall, they would lock the gates of the Hechel and the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rabbi Yudan Anduntario, he said, Masnisa Messiah Rabbi Yochanan, Prut Rabbi Yochanan, says, Bishlosh and Prokim HaKwanim Nosim Miskapim, says, three times the Kwanim Duchen. But Arapamim Shloshapamim Prokim, three times a year, Kwanim Nosim Miskapim, Arapamim Biyo, the Kwanim Duchen, four times a day. B'shachris, b'musa, b'mincha, v'nila shorim. Yitzlach l'meim, v'nila shari shamayim b'yoyim. So you have to say that nila shari shamayim is during the day. Because otherwise, they can't duchen. Right? So it must be, since we say that nila is, they duchen nila, it must be that nila is during the day, which is like Rabbi Yochanan said. Which of course, would explain why we don't duchen nowadays in nila. Because I mean, we don't do chun arts anyway. I don't think I don't remember if they do chun arts in Shul Nila. Do you remember if they do chun?
Don't remember.
But if they don't, in
I don't remember.
So then I don't remember either. So if they don't do chun, so that would be because we don't pass with Rabbi Yochanan. In fact, we daven the Nila very often nowadays at night after no longer chronic and duchen. Right? It's like sure. Since there's a hekesh l'sheirus, sure, it has to be during the day, and the day is not doesn't continue tonight. Achud, now we have a question. Achud the imed Ravada, the brother of the mother of Ravada, havatir gulse the rabbi held onto Rav's talis or his kittel, b'tzayma Rav and Yom Kippur. So he was like a shamish. Armalei's Rav said, katachame shumsha beresh dikla. When you see the sun at the head of the palm trees at Yoivli gulse, give me my talis. The nutzle nila shon that I should daven nila. Aha! Mechavashi toss to the rab. There's a contradiction in rab. Tam no amar b'nila shari shamayim. There he said, well, at night you can even daven until nightfall or at nightfall. The kol amar b'nila shari hechon. But here, when the sun is at the treetops, that's when they close the doors to Beis HaMikdash. It's still daytime. Our Matsani said he had the same problem we do. I did have a mark, but it's loose. He's again since he daven a long time. It would reach from the time of the treetops to the time of nightfall, like we do. Now it says, "More okay. Once you daven ilo, ilo mashutif the shalerev. Can you exempt with ilo ma'ariv the night after Yom Kippur?" Right, but I bet you a lot of people like that. Right, but Rav Chuna b'shem Rav said ne'ila poter shlar erev. Yeah, it works. Amar but Rav Chuna ve'echanu maskus shlav dola. How can it work? Where are you going to mention atochan antonu? Right, can't say atochan antonu ne'ila. It's still Yom Kippur. So where are you going to say it? Amar Rabino Rabbi Bas Rabbi Yuna said to Rabbi Bo, just asked a question Rav Chuna ve'echiu sheva poter shmanesa. I have another question. How can 7 brachos of ne'ila exempt the 18 brachos, which one is required for marif? Amarle Sarabo said, why you ask a question? Look for Itovsis. Didn't I ask a question already? I already asked. What are you going to say? I have to. So what do I need your question for? Amarle Sarabo said, I'll begin the Itovsis. Just because you asked the question, Tibato, the statement was null and void. In other words, maybe your question we can answer. My have then if they answer your question, so you need my question in order to sustain, you know, in order to stay on our side of the battle.
The question doesn't really make any sense.
Whose question?
The question of Neil Pachri Marav. Marav is the Marav we're talking about is the following day already. The Ila is of that day of the Tainus. How could one the tefillah of one day Pachri the tefillah of the next day?
Because it is in the next day.
Yeah,
because
he's going like Rav. It's
Neil
Shari
Shemayim. It could still be the
because of Marav.
It's when it's. When he says dark, is when he's Sharishmaim, is he saying best says?
Yeah.
Otherwise,
but anyway, the Yushalmi holds, if you recall the Yushalmi from Brachas, they're very lean on Marav. They hold you can do Marav during the day. That's what Tosfos says in the first or second Tosfos in the Brachas. Yeah. The Shita of the Yushalmi is that Marav does not need to have an absolute nightfall.
Often we have a Shita that wasn't a review in the Yushalmi.
Right. That
the truth is we don't look at the day being that. That the day follows the night, but rather
that I don't remember, but I remember the Yushalmi holds the Davin Shmonesi before Kriya Shema by Marav, right? They don't know the being Samech Lulat Tefillah. They hold the Davin. The Maravs are in the middle between the Kriya Shema. So amen. Certainly, according to Yushalmi, it would work out to Davin Marav like that.
Now we had a similar. They asked, was it humor about not saying Slachonu in Marav? Because there's nothing to.
Nothing to be. Right, that's something like that. But hey, but the Kiyazak Mar is not going there. Everybody's saying
is
straight up.
Is Tseis rather than Shkia?
I don't know if it's absolutely Tseis. The
Karmi
says Kashaycha.
Is Shkia?
No, it's before Shkia. Rosh Hashanah is still before Shkia.
No, I thought that is Shkia.
No, it's before Shkia. It's because they close the Shari Hechel before Shkia. It's samuch, but it's not exactly Shkia. We start Nila before Shkia. We're Medakti to start Nila before Shkia.
But I thought Rashi Lonis is, isn't that the Bavli's definition?
No. It's before Shkia.
The top
of the trees is slightly before Shkia, but Dafka.
Oh.
All right, but now then, says Gemara, Rabbi Yisr, who said, Madakashi Rabbi Bo Kashi Yehu. So Rabbi Bo's Kashi was a good Kashi about Avdolah. Madakashi Rabbi Yehuna, about the 18 brachas, 7 brachas, lo Kashi Yehu, it's not a good Kashi. Kalkeilu, Ibnaitan Yisro, they made a cooler thing because he's in fat. Shusheva, point to Shmonesri, they gave the guy a break. The Avdolah question is a good question. The other question is Shvachan question.
Who says they did? What do you mean? He says they.
Yeah, that's
maybe
no,
they didn't.
I mean, he's saying that there's a lumbus to say that. Yeah, so it's not such a good question. Rabbi Bar Mamo said to the Chavirim in the Beis Hamedrash, Morai, my masters, Min Kolchon, Shamis, from all of you are here, Shein Ila Pater Shalar, Neil does not Pater of Ma'arav. And the Torah and Shorishonim brings down the Rishonim say here that it's because we're Makabo Ma'arav Kachoiva. Were we not to be so foolish? Would we have left Ma'arav to be Roshos? We would not have to daven marv motzai yom kippur, but we're makabel, so tough. Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Levi said,
"Still would have to throw in shema.
No shema, they would have to say anyway. It's only shmonesrei because shema is chiyuv daraisa, right? What?
Say it before you go to sleep.
Yeah, say it before you go to sleep. Later, after you wait, you don't have to. No, come. Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Levi said, "Ein il poter shal erev. Neil does not patter up my erev." On Rabbi Yisrael Rabu, Vatani, we learned, Rabbi Chia learned the Braisa, Tari Rabbi Chia Kang, Rabbi Chia learned the Braisa. B'chol Yom, other Mispal, now here the gears, according to the Gillian Ephraim, is completely messed up. It should be Chol Yom, a Mispal, Mispal El, it should be May Ench Mon Esrei. You could dime your brevich when I say Havi Nenu. We had this ready.
Well,
before.
By the way, can Meir Pater Nila?
No. Why it's not Minyana Diyama. They don't say some Mechila and Slicha. It has Nila as Bedafka and Filo Yom Kippur. So you have dime.
Okay.
Mange Manesu, you have to say Mange, so you can abbreviate it davening Chutz mi Motzoi Shabbos Motzoi Yom Kippurim Tain Sibur, when you have to say Atochen Antonu, right? So you have to say Atochen Antonu on those days. So Chutz mi Motzoi Shabbos Motzoi Yom Kippur, we have to say Atochen Antonu, but Tain Sibur you can also say Mange Yud Ches, of course, because there's no Atochen Antonu.
If you say Tfilah Shel Chol on Shabbos, you're right, sir.
Only if you said also Shabbos. Not if you just said Shabbos. No, it means if you start whatever brachos you said, you complete because it was just that they got let you off the hook. But you have to say Meina Mor of Shabbos, otherwise you're not answering. You check it out.
I'll check it out.
Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avraham Shem Yishuv Halevi said Yom Kippur Mishchalis b'Shabbos and Yom Kippur comes on a Shabbos. Afal pi she'ein ni'ilah b'Shabbos. Even though there's no Ne'ilah on Shabbos, right? Of course, you don't say Ne'ilah on a regular Shabbos. Mazgur Shal Shabbos Ne'ilah. You mentioned Shabbos in Ne'ilah. By the way, we have in the text of Ne'ilah, I shouldn't say in the text, in the Brachos Ne'ilah we say it, but in the part of Ne'ilah which is added on after Sim Shalom, there we don't mention Shabbos. I don't know if you remember that, but there's parentheses which says Yochid Eino Omer, the mentioned Shabbos. So it's an allusion to the fact that, I guess, you know, we have this issue, Shiloh, whether you should mention it. So it says you do, but we only do it in the brachos itself, not in the added part at the end of Shemar Esrei. Reb Simcha Reb Levi said Shabbos Chalias B'Chanukah. What about Shabbos Chanukah? Afal b'shei musaf b'chanukah, even though there's no musaf b'chanukah, maskur shul chanukah b'musaf, you mentioned al anisim in musaf of Shabbos chanukah. Usfin Allah, they added on to that, Rosh Chodesh chalias b'tainis. Now, sometimes, there's an old joke, what happens if Tisha B'Av comes out on Rosh Chodesh, but it's not so funny. So they used to have sometimes Tanesim on Rosh Chodesh because the rain series of Tanesim come on Rosh Chodesh, so sometimes they pass on Rosh Chodesh. So Afal Pi Shein Ni'ila B'Rosh Chodesh, even though there's no Ni'ila Rosh Chodesh, Maskush on Ni'ila B'Ir, Shal Rosh Chodesh B'in Ni'ila, you mentioned Rosh Chodesh in Ni'ila, say El Yala V'Yavo. Rosh Chodesh V'Tainis, if it's a Rosh Chodesh V'Tainis, Echlu Maskush Rosh Chodesh, where do you mention Rosh Chodesh? Now, this is talking about in Ni'ila, where do you mention Rosh Chodesh? Although the Meiri also says it's a Shiloh, of course, by Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, where you're going to mention the Tainus. In other words, there's a reciprocal problem on Rosh Chodesh. So Rabbi Zira said, Oimer Bodoya, you say it in Moedim. Rabbi Bar Mem Omer Bavoida in Ritzei. Rabbi Avina Omer Brocha Rvius. Ravina says it in the fourth Brocha, in the additional Brocha of either Tainus or Rosh Chodesh, he adds on vice versa. That's the way we bask it. We put them together in the main Amora section of Shemoneh Esrei. Just like all over, it's a fourth bracha. Avkam bracha revius. So in the Ilo and Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, which is the Tainus, you mention Rosh Chodesh and Tainus in the fourth bracha, meaning in the middle bracha, right? Of course, in Rosh Chodesh and Tainus, Shachris and Mincha are regular Shemoneh Esreis. But Musaf and the Ilah are special Shemoneh Esreis with one brach in the middle. There you'd mention Rosh Chodesh and Tainus in the middle. For Nafak Uvda Kartet Raiba, and the Maisa came out Raiba, that's where you pass it. By Meir Korin, what do we learn when Rosh Chodesh comes out Tainus? We have this more ready. Rabbi Yosef by Meir Korin, brachs and close, you read brachs and close. They didn't read by Echal, they read brachs and close. Amar Lehman said, begin the Mads, why? Begin the Mads and the Tainusa. The north town was the Tainus. Ravina Meon, the north of Apaim. They say Tachanun. Loyodi, the Tainus, they don't know it's a Tainus, so why do you have to be broken the clothes? Armelaisa said, no. Lo diachos, you can't broken the clothes. This is the laning of the day. It's nothing to do with notifying them. That's the laning. Rabbi Yudin Kaput Kayamar Karmiyosi, Bishem Rabbi Yudin Arpazi, Koyam Rosh Chodesh, you lane Rosh Chodesh, even Rosh Chodesh comes in Tainus. So come Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudah Bar Papi, he asked him this, he met him and he asked this, From your father? So he said, no, I was misquoted. My father didn't say this. It happened to be in the place where the Sanhedrin sat to me, Mekadish Chodoshim. When they knew it was Rosh Chodesh, Koyim Rosh Chodesh, there and there alone, when Rosh Chodesh came out of Tainus, there they would read Rosh Chodesh. But Shar Mekoyimus, when Rosh Chodesh comes out of Tainus, Koyim Brachos and Klolos, they would read Brachos and Klolos, not Rosh Chodesh. Let's just do a couple of more lines. Yirmiyah Safra, Yirmiyah the Sefer, Shol Rabbi Yirmiyah, Asher Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rosh Chodesh Chalias B'Shabbos B'Meh Koyrin. What do you read Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos? Now, of course, the Pneuma of the Kermanator says it's actually for all seven Kruim. That's strange. I can't accept that. The Neimosha says it's for the Maftir. What do you read for the Maftir? Amalei, so he said, Kohen Rosh Chodesh. We read the Maftir of Rosh Chodesh, not the Maftir of the Parsha. Rabbi Chavar, Rechavar said, Kumi Rabbi Ayim Masis Amarkei. The Mishnah says it's not here, but in Masech the Megillah. L'kom Avsikin, for everything you interrupt. L'Rosh Chodoshim, L'chanak L'Purim, meaning on these days, you stop the regular laning and you read the special laning of the day, and if it comes on Shabbos, you make it to your maftir. Now Yitzchak Sora asked the following question: Shor Rabbi Yitzchak, Rosh Chodesh Chalias b'Chanukah, b'Meh Koren, what do you lane? Amalei Koren Rosh Chodesh v'Chanukah b'Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh gets three Elias and Chanukah gets one. That's Rabbi Pinchas. That's what we do. Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Abar, Zmino, Mati B'Shem Rav Avduma the Chayfa. They said name in his name the other way. Koren Shlosha b'Chanukah, you read three in the Chanukah of Echa b'Rosh Chodesh. Why? Nice Vora. Even though we don't do this, Lo Diacha to tell us Shlo Bora v'Yel Machmas Rosh Chodesh, because the fourth Aliyah is only Rosh Chodesh Aliyah. The three Aliyahs you have a Chanukah anyway, right? The fourth Aliyah is a special Rosh Chodesh Aliyah, so it's Sukkah pass. It makes sense to have that the one on which you're going to lane Rosh Chodesh laning. But nonetheless, we don't pass anyway. Bar Shalmi Asafra Shol Rabbi Money Asra Imara Hagat Mecha. And imagine this. If Shachar Rosh Chodesh Chanukah is B'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh of Chanukah comes on Shabbos, V'lo Shiva Kruininim, you only get there are seven laners. There are seven people get Elias, right? So what do you want to do there? It's kind of a cynical question. Yisach L'memesh L'bar V'ya L'Rosh Chodesh. So what are you going to do when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos Chanukah? So you're going to insert Revi as the Rosh Chodesh laning? In other words, are you going to make Tushlishi the Shabbos laning? Then Rosh Chodesh, then Revi should be the Rosh Chodesh laning. Then go back to the Parsha and do Chanukah afterwards? You want to do that? So Amarlei, v'hoda she'elta d'sofi. Say, this is the kind of kasha you're asking me? This kind of kasha you have spekas on? Come on, give me a break. Of course you're not going to do that, because they're the parasha of the day is what you can't be divided into, because not the revia, the parasha of the day is nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. You lane seven aliyahs on Shabbos regardless. So therefore he dismissed the question without even answering it. And this is my nice juncture, which is to stop for the evening.